the soul, which is incredibly sensitive as compared to what we had in the beginning, brings you into the true universe, sort of cements you into it, so that you find your capability of living in the universe with the Father is made possible by this fatherly and motherly combination of the soul, saying to you, son, I know this is all new to you, but live in trust. I'm always here to protect you. Just leave it to me. And though you're unprotected as anything could be, nothing ever happens. You're always led by this exquisite, sensitive, divine force. And it takes you into levels beyond each level that you've been in until you're released to a higher level. The human is not there anymore. It would be so in the way and so out of place, so hurt by everything that happens, it wouldn't understand. And this is a slow idea of the direction we travel. So please listen deeply. Don't listen with the ear. You can't hear what the Father is saying. You've got to listen so deeply that you find your soul. And then with the soul, you find your listening changes radically. You don't hear what's in the world. All the static is gone. And there's no place where you're soul does not pick up what the Father is saying. It's a new device, a new listening . It's the beginning of a new dimension which takes you out of the physical ear, the physical eye, the physical everything. You come up into something you don't suspect is there. And something you don't suspect takes you there. A new world begins to open, a celestial heaven. You can't put a time limit on it and say in a half a year it happens, or a year. It could happen tomorrow. We all have started something along this line. We all can hear beyond the world. Now we intensify it. Speak, Father. Thy servant heareth. One divine word says what a thousand human words can't say. Now I know you all have probably heard the still small voice. It has a way of breaking across your human consciousness and saying things you never expect to hear. That's one way the Spirit has of keeping you abreast. But it's only one way. There are millions of ways. The Spirit is without limitation. The Spirit can say something with an ice cream cone. The Spirit can take you to a place you didn't know existed. The Spirit can speak a language that the world does not know. In short, the ways of the Spirit are without number. And you, by having all of you awake, will find something beyond you which brings the Spirit to you. Now, we've all had some interesting experiences. Some have been strange. When they happen, and they happen sometimes very rarely, but when they happen, they come out of nowhere, some simple little thing. Suddenly it means something more than it said. You suddenly see an object and it's acting differently than you thought it did. It would or should or could. It's saying something different. The Spirit can pop up anywhere. But it only pops up anywhere when there is a receiver for it. And when you are alert spiritually, you begin to find that all around you are hidden treasures. Strange things you'd never expect. So start to awaken yourself spiritually. Try to shake off your material trend. And if you're immersed in matter, work on it. The way you do that is to give time to the Spirit. Now, there's nothing wrong with closing your eyes and saying to the Spirit, I'm ready. I want some action. I'm open. You'll find that I will follow everything you tell me to. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do. Your willingness is important. Why should Spirit waste its time on someone who's not willing to start with? You've indicated your willingness in certain ways. Now, you don't have to say to the Spirit, you know, I need this, I need that, I need this. It's kind of silly, isn't it? Because the Spirit is the inner self of you, the reality of you. You will find that Spirit is very interested in striking up a permanent relationship with itself. And as you drop some of these material aspects that you cling to, suddenly Spirit will take its place. But you're going to keep the Spirit away when you keep the material aspects going, because you're just dealing with an illusion. Nothing can come to an illusion. Nothing can come to you as you remain an illusion. So to be open to the spirit, you have to drop out of the illusion of matter. It's a full-time job. You've got to drop out of the illusion of matter. How can the material self receive the spirit? Spirit goes where spirit is. Now, when you have become spiritual, when you have dropped an element of material consciousness, the spirit that you are is there. You'll find spirit is very automatic. When you have opened yourself by reaching the place where you do not rely on material forms for everything, spirit has a way of coming to your intelligence, your awareness. You've opened a way out for the spirit to flow. So you've got to have meditation in your life as a daily thing. If you forget to meditate in the mornings or the evenings or the afternoon, how can spirit reach you if you're not meditating? If you're closed to the spirit. So I say, whatever time you get up 15 minutes earlier. If it's 3 o'clock you get up. And perhaps you should get up at 3 o'clock for a while, and you'll find that when you isolate yourself from the material world and put yourself in the hands of the spirit you cannot see and listen, you'll be listening. And even when nothing comes, maybe something is coming. And one day, maybe tonight, it happens every day, all over the world. Maybe tonight, a still small voice . When will it come? How? When you're not saying to it by your actions, please stay away, don't bother me. The way you say that is, I'm busy. I've got this to do. I've got that to do. Got this to call. I got to make this telephone call. I've got to make this contact, this, that, and the other thing. You're so busy. The spirit says, if it could talk, it would say, hey, wait for me. You're forgetting the most important part of life. Wait for me. Be still. Just create a pause. I will fill that pause with my invisible spirit. And in your pause, in your willingness to say, all that I receive in the world, I'm not wanting it. I want only the spirit. Let me listen for that. And as you develop this capacity, this desire to listen for the spirit, it responds. And the first response, Just the first one is the beginning of what will turn out to be an eternal friendship. Treasure that response. Every day that you don't listen is a day you may have missed the most important message of your life. And the 30 days you spend listening and hearing nothing is still productive, because the 31st may be the day. What does the Spirit say when you listen? At least 30 people here can tell us that. But they won't tell us what it says, because it's for them alone. It isn't for you and me. It's for the person it comes to. Spirit has a different message for each person, just to the level of their awareness in the Spirit. And when it comes, celebrate in the highest, because it will come again. And if when it comes the first time it says something to do, do it. And it will come more often. If it gives you information, assimilate it. If it gives you directions to eliminate something from your life, eliminate it. Spirit is the voice of God. And 1 second of Spirit is worth 1,000 years. Literally. Because 1,000 years have no value, no reality. And a second of the Father is reality. Fidelity to the voice can change your life. But there are so many people who keep the voice away. Every time my self-will keeps me hopping to do its will, how can the voice come through me? And why should it? I've expressed my will and it says, go ahead. You don't know where you're going. You're building a material world all the time. To receive my will, open your soul. You can't hear it with your mind. My will does not come to your mind. And that's pathetic, of course, because that's all you've got working for you. Unless you have reached the point where you have opened your soul. And you might say to me, well, how do I open my soul? One way is to turn off your mind. And of course, I should have said that to you 20 years ago. But it's not too late now. Turn off the thinking mind. Tick, 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 tick. How can a soul get in there? The soul is demanding. It wants all of your attention. And when it gets your attention, it never says what you think it's going to say. It's going to say something of a spiritual nature, something which will take you closer to your desired goal. I think you're getting the idea that we are moving somewhere, and we're going to do that, and we're going to find that before we leave this seminar, we each have a certain degree of soul expression. Something we have heard with a soul which the mind cannot hear, and which the spirit can act upon, so that the soul and the spirit are working together, that the body is being built of a spiritual nature, that our entrance into the kingdom is being prepared. Hope and intention that I and you and everyone who is here is going to develop the capacity to walk into the kingdom of God. That's not my intention. It's the Father's intention. It's the Father's plan. And we have to use those qualities of the Father which make the plan possible to operate. We have to develop the soul. Let it open up. Let it show us that in the fifth realm, our capacities are unlimited. They can take us to the sixth. The sixth can take us to the seventh. We are that Christ which is infinite. There is no one walking the face of the earth who is not that Christ. We don't worship the Christ, we are the Christ. The only thing that keeps us apart is a fourth level mind, the physical body, and as we shelve it, let it go, build ever so slowly, just to wait a whole week for a voice, to wait a month for the voice, to wait a year for the voice, and then it comes. And it always brings with it some degree of teaching. You have to search for it, but it brings that degree of teaching. It doesn't just bring a do this now and you'll be better. It brings a newness. Maybe you'll have to even puzzle over that newness for a while. Whatever it brings will be brought to you for the purpose of making possible a further entrance for you into the kingdom of God. There's no one who doesn't have that possibility, and there's no one in this class who can be kept away from it. I'm going to meditate now. And the purpose of meditation is to show the Father that we are willing and eager and seeking the entrance of His will into our consciousness to lead us into that which we do not know, but which is present. you have the capacity to break through the world consciousness into a ray of light that can lift you subtly but surely closer to your Father's house. Well, I don't like to break it up, but we'll pause then for a while. I'd like to ask you so that you consider this as an address to you personally. And the question I'm asking is one that I'd like you to consider before you even reach an answer. The question is, who are you? And I want you to reach an answer within yourself. Who are you? And I mean, I'm talking to the last row and to the first row and the rows between. Who are you? I'm talking to each individual. As if you were here alone. Who are you? Now, if you can make the answer that tells you who you are, and mean it, and know it, you're off to the right start. If you cannot make the answer, you cannot start until you do. I'm saying again, who are you? And unless your answer is, I am the child of God, you haven't caught the message at all. Every individual should be saying to himself, I am the child of God. Not the son, not the daughter. I am the child of God. There's no sex in the child of God. We have to know that we are the child. We have to know that the child of God is living in my invisibility, and that the child of God was never born. Never. That which was not born cannot die. We have to know, I am the child of God. I did not come through my mother's womb. This physical form did. We're not the child of God. Please catch the difference. The child of God has always existed long before I ever came into an appearance of form. The child of God is eternal. That child, I am. Please stay with it until you can agree with it. That you are that child. No one can take it from you. There are no laws that say you can or cannot be. This is divine law, divine fact. And because I am the child of God, I can never die. Death is impossible to the child of God. It's very possible to that which parades in a form and goes to church, makes all kinds of statements, but which is material. But I know that I am not material, and therefore I am the child of God, not the child of my mother. I am spirit, and I can never change from being that which I am. Please know this well. Spirit is what I am. Spirit is what I ever will be. And as the child of God, there can be nothing wrong with me. There can be things wrong with that which appears in the visible universe, which is run by a human mind. But I am making the statement that I am the child of God, and I am not two. I'm not that and this. You cannot see who I am. No one can. But my identity is forever. I am the child of God, invisible to human sense. I live forever. There will be reports that I die, but I will not be in those reports or in the body that dies. The child of God is always the Spirit of God, eternal. That is something we must know. Something we depend upon and something that we face everything with. Whenever there is anything seemingly wrong with me, it's only because I've forgotten that I'm the child of God. As soon as I know I am the child of God, that which is wrong is not mine. It's in this physical body, this human sense of things, but it is not in my being. It is not part of it. And if I can stand in that truth and know it, that I am the perfect child of God, and this which claims to be my bad this and my bad that and my delinquent this, and that isn't me. Now, it's possible to reach that realization. Some of us are going to reach it a little quicker than others. But as a child of God, I'm always perfect. Allegedly, somebody stuck a knife in me yesterday. That's a joke. This physical form may have been hurt. The child of God wasn't. And I am the child of God. And I stand on that truth, no matter what appeared in my physical world. The child of God wasn't stuck with a knife. And I dismiss it. We'll go through a lot of things with this out of form. But if we go through a lot of things with the knowledge that I am the child of God, you'll see some important healings, some important recoveries that you wouldn't expect. And the time to start with them is this minute. Each of us is the child of God. You may be limping, you may have a sore bone in your body, you may have this wrong and that wrong. That's world mind, it's not you. The you that is there isn't sitting in that chair. The child of God isn't enveloped in this room. The child of God is your infinite self. The you that covers the universe. And if you are the child of God, that is the only child that God has. You'll have to sit a long time before you can see yourself as that infinite being. You'll have to sit a long time before you can see yourself as that invisible being. And you'll have to sit a longer time still to realize that that infinite invisible being never has a headache, never has a body ache, never has a body pain. And it isn't you. You'll have to work on this. But you'll find in the long run, as it comes into your consciousness more and more, that you can sit for 15 minutes in the silence, dwelling on, I am the child of God. I know that's true, but I didn't know that the child of God meant that I was other things. I'm not the human child of God. I'm not the finite child of God. Because I am the child of God, I am also the invisible child of God and the infinite child of God. And for 15 minutes in my meditation, I want to know that I am the perfect, invisible, infinite child of God. That's being true to your Father. It's being true to you. I know that when you hold that to the point that it becomes your automatic knowledge, your automatic realization, you'll find it is also an automatic healing. So I wanted this to be isolated, to be the only thing we discussed for a few minutes. I want to spell it out. I don't care if you disagree with it, because no one can disagree with it. If you're infinite, if you're spirit, if you're ever-present, if you're invisible, all of these qualities are various aspects of the one quality. And they all apply to who you are. A thousand years from now, you'll be alive. If they bury each of us, we'll rise. We'll be back again. And then one day, we will attain our spiritual self, and we'll find that we are the infinite child of God. No matter how many times we die and are resurrected, no matter how many times we are born and reborn, before it all happens, we start out as God's infinite child. And we will never change. Try these words then. I am the child of God. And know that that statement includes the various qualities of that child. Every quality of God is in that statement. I am the child of God. How can you rob me? You can rob a physical person, but you can't rob the child of God. Who are you that does the robbing? You are the child of God. Who's going to rob? A physical person is going to rob a physical person. That's cause of concern only to physical people, not to the child. When Jesus came forth and told the world that he was the Christ, and then went out of the world as the Christ to prove that we look like we're 5'6", 5'8", 5'10". We're infinite. The Jesus who walked the earth may have been 6 foot. The Christ who lived where Jesus appeared, the Christ wasn't a six-footer. The Christ was the infinite self. I don't care what your size is in this world, you are infinite. What you are in this world dies, but you don't, because you are not this identity. You are not in this physical body. This is your image. This is how you identify, how people think of you. This isn't you. You will always be the invisible, perfect self. You will always be an infinite being. You will always be so perfect that it's impossible for you to have a pain. You only have them now because you insist on living as a physical being. But as you convert, you'll find that these physical pains are going to drop away. And I'm sorry it's so late that you'll have to do it next time on your return, but you'll have to do it on your return if necessary. I bet you one or two of us, or three or four, are not going to do it on our return. We'll do it now. But each one is living out this masked life, each one turning to the infinite self and saying to himself, I am that one. When you take your meditation, please leave some time for a meditation of your identity. Never deny that you are God's child. And know that God's child is the Infinite One. Deny it, you lose it. You lose it. It's yours, but it isn't yours. You're walking around not knowing the truth of yourself. So don't tell me you're 70 years old. Don't tell me you're 50 years old. Don't tell me you're 30 years old. None of these things are true. You may have to pass out of it and pass back, and then you'll be a child again. You may have to live 20, 30, 40 years more, and then you'll pass out of it, be a child again. Each of us goes around and around and around until we come to the total realization that I am the child of God, and that means what it means. I am the infinite being who never dies. That's what I wanted to isolate, get across. I think it's important to know of ourselves as someone who can never pass on. Only the so-called body, but not the spirit. We drop the concept of body, we stand in the spirit, no one sees us. But everything that is powerful in our being can express. I think that's all I wanted to say, and I think that would probably cover. I think we should all, of course, get this message right out in front of us and live with it until it's in you so much that you believe it and live it. Well, I'll see you later then. We have another class tonight, and tonight. And I'm going to start addressing you in a different way than I've been doing. I won't be seeing the man or woman as much as has been the case. I want to see the invisible spirit in my consciousness. I want to know who you are every minute. I'd like you to practice it with others. Then you'll find it easier to know what the truth is of our being. We'll come out of the shell and out of the sicknesses out of the shell. Okay. I'll see you later then. Thank you very much.